Welcome to A Healthy New Year, the program designed to help you take charge of your health naturally. Be sure to visit us at ahealthynewyear.com. And now here's your host, Deborah Thompson, founder of the Natural Health Co-op.
I'm Deb Thompson with the Natural Health Co-op, and we are here at Ray Perry's Fall Writers Conference, and you are...
My name is Nancy Walker, mm-hmm. and I've got a website, vegforhealth.com, mm-hmm. and I'm just embrace healthy eating and helping people take it from wherever they are to where they want to go, along the line to the healthiest eating they can, because it's all about margin in their lifestyle, margin in their health.
Okay. And by margin, you mean?
I mean being healthy enough that they can do those things that they want to do without concern for their health. We went on a canoe trip the other day with my two children who are now 6 and 7, and my sister and her family, and we thought it was just going to be a regular canoe trip. And as we started out, we found out we had to portage over 5 trees, which is very difficult to do while uh-huh. you're balancing on the trees. And it was wonderful that I'm 46, my husband is 50. We had the health to be able to do that without any concern, no windedness, no anything. And seeing my sister, who is 3 years older, and her husband struggle significantly because mm-hmm. they don't have that margin in their life. And it's just wonderful to have the freedom that God's given us. So.
That's right. Okay, how have you approached it now? Did you start this because you've always been interested in good health? Or was there an issue that brought you to this? How'd you get started?
I got started, my dad had his first heart attack by the time that I was 40. Mm-hmm. By the time that I was 29, he had died of heart disease. As I was talking to him on Easter morning, and he had a heart situation and passed away at that moment. And I became my mom's caregiver then for the next 7 years and saw her struggle through every complication of diabetes that there is, and mm-hmm. saw her, was with her when she died as well.
Top medical syndromes.
Horrible family history. My dad was diabetic, had heart disease. My mother was diabetic, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncles. And so my children are being raised without grandparents, except for their paternal grandmother. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what a grandpa mm-hmm. is.
And both mine were yeah. gone, too, with heart disease. Yeah. Heart disease and stroke.
Yeah. And I don't want to go there. And I know that there are ways to avoid that. And so my concern is, one, I want to be around for when my kids are older, since I had them later in life, and I want to be around without disability. I don't want
That's
to be
right.
a burden to them. Right. So those things convinced me. And then my daughter was diagnosed allergic with dairy when she was a year old, and so that made us go, okay, we're getting rid of dairy.
That's right.
Which, if you're going to get rid of anything, that's the first thing to start with.
That's right. We found that out, too.
Yeah. It's much easier to get rid of dairy than it is to get... If you get rid of dairy first, it's very easy. If you try and eliminate animal products like meat first and then try and get rid of dairy,
right.
it's very difficult. And dairy was a food group for me. It was... Don't mess with my dairy. I was a cheese whiz, Cheetos, cheese fries, cheese, everything had to have cheese. So we had to get rid of that. And then we just gradually, after reading and researching, realized...
Just one thing after another.
Then we gradually went to getting rid of the meat, and then we got rid of the eggs. And now, you know, people say, what do you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And there's more food out there than I could possibly ever eat. And enjoy. There's just not enough time. So as Ray says, too many books, too little time. Mine is too much food, too little time.
That's right. And how do you use what you have? Okay, and now you have found this all out, and you have your website now. What kinds of things do you cover? What do you actually do with what you've learned?
With what I've learned. My whole goal and my passion is to tell people to meet them where they are and take them to optimal health. I think there are a lot of health sites out there and a lot of wonderful books out there.
Thousands.
But they tell you, okay, this is where you need to be. Well, that's great. But if you're eating the standard American diet and eating out 5 days a week, and you're eating at Captain D's, and you're eating at Wendy's, and mm-hmm. you're eating at all these different places, to go from that to eating a whole food, not processed lifestyle, no one is telling them how to do it step by step.
Right.
It's wonderful to set the goal, but if you're not giving them the steps along the journey, you're doing people a disservice.
That's right.
And my goal is, I'm not judgmental in any way. Wherever people are, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You can make steps
today,
every day.
This is what you can start
yes.
with. And let me help you with how to clear that path
right.
so that you don't get back into the patterns. Because
right.
I know we all have that, especially if you have to go out to the work world.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to say, call in for this lunch, you know, from McDonald's or, you
right.
know, or get this or whatever. And then working with people to say, you know, I just think I'll skip that because... So
right. and,
that's great.
And food has become such an idol to so many of us.
Absolutely.
And we bow down to it, and we don't even realize we're doing it. I talk to people all the time who've had heart attacks. To me, that's a major wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And they still won't embrace. And it's not because they're ignorant, and it's not because they're
no.
lazy. I truly believe it's because they have become addicted to their food. I just
Isn't that what Supersize Me said?
Oh, big time.
That's right. He was addicted.
And they need someone to come along beside them and say, it's okay.
That's right.
And you can change, and you can get your taste buds to change. And it's not about deprivation. And people think it's you're depriving yourself of so many things. And what happens is your palate changes and your taste buds change.
Mm-hmm.
And for me now, to look at something that's really processed, like someone tonight at dinner said, oh, do you not do desserts? And it's like, well, no, I love desserts. There are some things, and all my friends will tell you, it's all about margin. I eat really healthy, so the times I really want a dessert,
right.
I can do it. But when you get used to eating non-processed foods, processed foods taste really bad.
They do.
But
yep.
when you're eating them all the time, that's what triggers your taste buds. So.
And what they add to them to make them taste like a certain thing.
Yes.
And
I
people
am.
Have no idea what kind of poison that stuff is.
I am a firm believer, and I just wrote an article about it. If you go to my website, you'll be able to find it, where I wrote that I think that the food industry today is where the tobacco industry was 20 years ago. The tobacco industry, now there are scores of lawsuits that have come out. There are hidden memos that have now surfaced
mm-hmm.
saying that they knew all along that tobacco, that nicotine was highly addictive and that it was highly harmful to the body.
Right.
And I believe that the food manufacturers are adding things to the food nowadays
mm-hmm.
that are highly addictive and highly harmful,
mm-hmm.
but it's to sell more products.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't surfaced out yet. So to some extent, that's going to start surfacing more and more, but people have to come to grips with.
Now, have you come across a source that talks about food additives and that kind of thing?
No.
Oh, we have. Oh, good. Well, we'll introduce that on our site, too,
okay.
and she's wonderful. It's a researcher that one of my best friends knows about, and she puts out it's a report called The Perfect Crime, and her investigative reports all the way back to the beginning of our legislature and the FDA and how that all got, it's wonderful, but it's angering. You know, now we had known a lot of this stuff like 20 years ago, but it's just gotten worse,
right.
and we're not out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing where it's time for us to take personal responsibility for our choices, for ourselves, and for our children,
right.
you know, for our families. And we just need to say no. I mean, there's just going to be some things you say no to.
Yeah.
So, and then you help people understand that that's not the end of life. Guess
no,
what?
It's
better on the other side.
Yes, it's much better. And I like to tell people, you know, if you eat out all the time, start eating at home. I don't care if you go buy a frozen lasagna from your grocery store and cook it. Get in the habit of being at home for your meals.
Mm-hmm.
You're in control of your meals. Do that for 60 days. That's okay.
Get your habit.
Do that. Set that habit. Okay, now that you've done that, try one day a week, one meal a week to cook it yourself. To get something that's not the additives, try adding something raw to every meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple things. If you just cut up apples, cut up any kind of fruit, not the canned. You know, but if you have to start with canned, start with canned.
Just
you
to
know,
start
just
changing that
it.
Palate.
That's right. And start thinking of things that you can do
mm-hmm.
Where you're at that makes sense.
Right.
And keep that goal in front of you.
That's right. Good. Now, do you do classes, like in your own community? Because that's one of our goals, is getting this to where you've got a support group that are around you in your own community.
Yes, we're starting to do that. I have people request it all the time.
Good.
And so we're starting to do that to teach them that it's simple, that it's easy, and then it's healthy. So, and it tastes really good. I guess I should say that. I mean, that's the one thing.
It
all
does.
My friends, and what has spurred me on to wanting to teach people about this is just by living this lifestyle, I've had so many of my friends and acquaintances ask me, how do you do this?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? I can't do this. Teach me.
That's right.
You know, and it has, without even realizing it, it's become so second nature to me and so easy
mm-hmm.
that now I need to show people that it's really easy.
And I find myself getting to the point, you know, where, well, all you have to do is forgetting where I came from.
Right.
You know, and that basically we didn't start this until after I got married.
Right.
And all of a sudden kids are coming along and I'm going, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not going to get started down the sugar path.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to get started down this. I don't want to eat that. You know,
right.
So right from the beginning, we changed our food habits, and it's going to be raw vegetables, and it's going to be this stuff in the refrigerator. We flat just did not keep in the house anything that I could use to make chocolate chip cookies, you know,
yeah.
because we had to do it that way.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, I've got kids that they go to people's houses and go, oh, broccoli, I love it.
Right.
And they're eating all this stuff, and their children are following suit.
Right.
You know, and it was just a wonderful thing, but you know.
Yeah. And that's what it's about, is raising the next generation as well to appreciate it. I mean, I just don't have any problem at all. I mean, that's not true. My kids sometimes will go, and their taste buds, kids as they're growing, I firmly
mm-hmm.
believe in, and I'm not one who does kind of go by what my heart tells me. So, and with my children, their taste buds change from day to day. One day
right.
they don't like anything, and the next day they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got them where they'll eat, you know, people turn their nose up at Brussels sprouts. My kids are Brussels sprouts.
Yay! I know. Isn't it wonderful? And then the adults look at you and kind of go, how did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And they just, they embrace things. And I've seen firsthand, I'm a Southern girl. I love okra. I love okra fried. Don't bread it. Just dice it up, fresh okra. Throw it in a cast iron skillet. Brown it up a little bit. You don't need all the breading and all that stuff. But I was the first one in my family that liked it, and we owned our own produce market at the time, and I would just bring home, I thought, I'm just going to start cooking it. So I just started cooking it for myself. Well, it was in front of my kids so much that the next thing I know,
this is life.
Next thing you know, they start eating it.
Mm-hmm.
They start eating it. I made over 2 pounds of okra the other day. I had maybe a handful left, and it was just my children and I that
I have never known it till I moved to the South. You know,
it's a wonderful,
it's great.
But if you just keep putting it in front of them, if you just, you know, and we've heard this for years, but it's sometimes hard to do, and you just keep presenting it to them, they're mm-hmm. going to embrace it. They're not going to embrace it if you give them Pringles along with it. You know, they're not going to embrace it if you give them Kraft macaroni and cheese. Believe me, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Because, again, the addictive nature of the food, the processed foods that are out there.
But then again, if you're raising them that way, like we did, then they get served that. Our kind of rule was you need to at least taste the food,
yes.
you know, where people are hosting you.
Right.
You know, and they would, and they
right.
would be very gracious about it and eat it. But then they get home and go, oh, Mom, they had this stuff, and it had this gooey, I think it was cheese,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
because they didn't know what it was,
yeah.
you know, but that was great to see.
Yeah, and that's what, and that's too, it's also about, because I'm not someone who wants to condemn people for where they're at.
Exactly.
There's never a point where I'm going to go in and not eat what they've... My
right.
sister is, you know, you're
yep.
not a prophet in your own land. My sisters, both my sisters are on high blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medication. And we go to their house and every single thing they prepare must have meat and cheese in it. Every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't sit there and condemn them. Either I volunteer to bring something, I pack my own food,
right.
or we just eat. And it's, you know, it's margin. Okay, if we eat something that's processed one night, well, then the next day we just make sure we double up on our fruits and our vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we eat a little bit more raw than we would cook. And it's all about the balance and helping our bodies to perform in an optimal way, the way that God's designed us to do it. So that we're respecting the temple that the Lord has given us, so
that's
that we
right.
can do what He's called us to do. And that's also margin. If
mm-hmm.
I can't take care of somebody else that God's put in front of me if I'm too busy taking care of myself because
right.
I'm not healthy. And that's the whole point. It's not about raising me up or anyone else up to a level or on a pedestal because they're eating healthy and they're exercising
right.
and they're in great shape. And that's not it. It's about being of service to the body mm-hmm. instead of needing help. And there are times, even when you're healthy and thinking, that you're still going to need help.
Sure.
I mean, I remember we just came through 2 hurricanes that 2 years ago, and we were in the middle of that. I'd broken my hand. My husband was in the process of having a headache situation, and we needed help. I mean,
that's it.
And it was wonderful that at that time when we needed it, we could get it from those people who could help. So it's also, you know, it's a give and take in the ministry.
That's right. That's right. And they enjoy being able to do that. So
that's right.
That's
good. And being gracious to be able to accept it. So
that's right. Well, good. So how long have you been doing this?
My daughter is now 7, so since she was 6, we've really been on.
Okay.
I had tinkered with it before.
So not a real long time.
No, I tinkered with it in the past, and it just never stuck because I gave up the meat before I gave up the dairy.
Oh.
And then once you've done that, to me it was so difficult to give up the dairy because you start looking to dairy as your meat substitute.
Right.
You know, and so that just, that wasn't going to work for us. And so then we went back, and pregnant. When I was pregnant, junk food was my... I was so sick for the first 3 months that whatever tasted good is what I ate, and it was pretty junky. And then when she was diagnosed, then we really started looking. My daughter at 2 months old almost died from her vaccines, and that got us really searching to alternative health and alternative medicine. And then when she was diagnosed with being allergic to dairy, that really propelled us on to the path.
Right.
And my sister at that same time was diagnosed with a lung cancer and thyroid cancer. And so that propelled us to continue to
And
do
your story is, I hate to say it, but it's so common.
Right.
You know, I've gone through that. My daughter is still dealing with that. She is allergic to so much stuff that when people say, well, what do you eat? That's it.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably about 10 foods that she can eat.
Right.
So now trying to find out, you know, where, what's the mechanism? What started that? You know, what caused that? Well, how can we deal with it? So we're kind of, and we've gone to a lot of professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason that we're doing the site. I'm kind of going, we have spent, you know, thousands of dollars in testing. We've gone to, you know, naturopaths. We've gone to other people. And now we finally came across an article where she goes, Mom, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
He has described my situation, Dr. Wright, Jonathan Wright, you know, up in Seattle, from front to back in one of his general booklets that he puts out when people join the site.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, it's the low stomach acid. And then he explains it all the way from the back end, saying, how do you develop allergies in the first place? You know, it's an uptake problem.
Right.
You know, and this is what you'll have. This will come first. This will come second, you know, and going, there you are. And I think, all right, not that I expect everybody to know everything, but he just had it all laid out, and he's had it laid out for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this? So again, we kind of go, we don't want people to have to go 5, 6, 7 years, you know, before they can find a path to a solution.
Right.
Because we're all out here separately doing this and learning this ourselves. So that's one of our, you know, goals, is to be able to connect people with that have similar problems to providers that have dealt with that problem, you know, in their practices.
Right.
So anyway, that have you had that much to do with providers, or have you been doing this all on your own?
Pretty much I started this all on my own. We just started, you know, we started looking and searching, and we just started the process of going a pretty independent, fiercely strong-willed person, much to the chagrin of most people that I know. And so we just started down the path, and it's been a wonderful journey to learn as we go. I am also now connected with Christian Care Ministries MediShare program.
So am I.
It's the biblical alternative to health insurance, and I'm a health resource educator and advocate for them, where I do this part-time. I contact people, members who have had health situations, and try and come alongside them and steer them in the right direction, because that is my
They have
heart.
A lot of resources.
That is my passion, is just for people who are sick. I mean, the American Diabetic Association and the American Heart Association are not going to cure or help people cure their diseases.
No.
They have done a great job of telling people, if you have that diagnosis, it's okay. You're going to be okay. The medical professionals know what they're doing, and it's not a death sentence. Well, it is a death sentence.
It is.
And if you follow their advice, moderation is not the key. Moderation in the American diet is not going to get you there. It may slightly slow the disease, but it is not going to stop the progress.
And it may fool you into thinking that it's okay,
right?
But it's not okay.
And what the other thing that's so irritating to me is people leave their doctor's offices now. They've had a heart attack. Their doctor's advice is, well, eat a low-salt diet.
Right.
For goodness sakes, you know, they don't know what that means, and that's not the answer. And there are proven studies. The China Project is a great book, which talks, they went through, and I don't know the author's name, he went through and studied what people ate in China and really went and looked at what what their eating habits did. And there was never a point where eliminating more animal products was not beneficial. Hmm. You never get to that, well, I've eliminated 90% of it, so I've got 99.9% of the benefits. No, it's always beneficial to continue to eliminate more and more animal products from your diet. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the American Heart Association, the American Diabetic Association, the American Medical Association just don't quite promote to people. They don't understand that. And I think part of it is they're educated. Once the doctor gets out of school, he's educated by the pharmaceutical companies and the pharmaceutical reps.
Right.
And because
and
there's
he has
not
a practice.
Right.
He's got people every day.
Right. And he can't hold your hand.
Right.
And there's nobody who can that he knows of. And so it doesn't stick. Change is a gradual process, and you have to have someone come alongside you or just being able to encourage you and say, you can do it.
That's right.
And there's ways to do it, and there's no condemnation for not being there tomorrow.
Right.
Every step, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Right.
But you have to keep walking, you know. And so we were in the mountains here in Gatlinburg walking uphill, and it was like some really steep hikes. And it's like, you know, if you just keep moving in the right direction.
That's
Don't turn
it.
Around and go back downhill, you know, but just keep moving step by step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So. That's good. And not to put all the blame on those professionals. Mm-hmm. People want quick fixes. If they think that a pill will really take care of it, you know, and then I can continue doing that very same thing that caused the problem in the first place, give it to me.
Right.
And so they are. Companies are giving it to them. But then also, then you've got deceitful advertising.
Right.
They come in, say that there's this problem going on, and this is this horrible problem, and this is what's going to happen, and this is the only thing that we know of that's going to take care of that problem right now, on and on. So they get people set up to fall into the trap in the beginning. And I think, folks, what are you doing spending that many hours in front of the TV anyway?
Right. That's right. Or
you're being brainwashed, and they're taking everything with it.
Yeah. And the best thing, too, is also just even going up and down the aisles of the grocery store, you get a little brainwashed.
Yep.
You know, we always say walk the outskirts of the grocery store. Don't go down the middle aisles, but that's even hard to.
And they're changing that because people like us are saying that.
Yep.
They're beginning to change how they do that.
Yep. And the best thing, for me, the best thing people can do, and my kids laugh now, we stop at every produce market. You know, if we're on vacation, some people go to antique shops. We're the produce market people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's wonderful. Familiarize yourself with the produce that's out there.
Right.
You know, that's the big thing. And learn different ways to cook it. And just take it home. Smell it. Taste it. Find books that will teach you how to do that. Veg for Health. Find recipes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
VegForHealth.com, as we have lots of recipes out there. There's ways to. And the other thing that I really, the other passion I have is comfort food. You know, when we first started looking at trying to change our habits, we were raised on meat and potatoes, you know, meat and potatoes and peas and gravy. And for me to go from that, to pick up a cookbook that's going to tell me how to cook, you know, curried tofu with Indian couscous.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was not going to make that change. Great guy that he is, you know. And I didn't want to. I had to go out and buy 10. You know, if to do that recipe, I'd have to go buy 10 different things.
That's right.
For my house that I don't normally use. I have a great way to make sausage gravy. That doesn't, you know, I'm like, I was raised in the South.
That's right.
You know,
and it tastes great.
It tastes wonderful.
It does.
And it doesn't have all the additives and stuff. And that's the point is, I'm not into trying to drastically change.
Exactly. Because people won't stay with it.
No.
They won't. And spouses are not going to go along with it.
Right.
Now that you brought that up, mm-hmm. I think that is one of the major issues that a lot of us, because our church was doing this as a group, because if you do that, you've got a network, you can talk, you can say, okay, right. I bought this here, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But spouses were the worst,
right.
You know, because it's like, I don't like this.
Right.
And the kids are going, oh, but Mom, can't we just have? So it was a lot of that. Okay, how did you guys overcome this?
Yeah, and it's, you know, take your favorite recipes. Don't try and take your good recipes that everybody loves and replace it with something that nobody's ever tasted before.
Right.
That's a little hard.
And say, you're supposed to like this.
Right. Take your recipes that you're using now and start finding ways to make them healthier.
Right.
Do a recipe makeover, because that's what your taste buds are geared for now anyway. So fool them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, fool them. Because
replace sour cream with kefir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. And it's little steps. You know, if you try and replace 20 ingredients in your recipe at one time, it's not going to work. Replace one at a time.
That's it.
You know, and it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And if you keep that in mind.
And setting up mind filters. What am I always looking for? You know, that was the first thing. Okay, start reading labels.
Right.
If it's got this, this, and this, it's a no.
Right.
So move to the next thing and see what you can do to replace that.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, trans fats, we all know, you know, everyone now is on the trans fat.
Right.
And then I have to laugh. But then people, I mean, my mother-in-law had a heart attack. She's 83 years old now, had a heart attack, lost half of her heart, went through cardiac rehab, American Heart Association diet, and the things we still found in her house were unbelievable. She now eats with us 5 days out of the week at least.
Oh, good.
But it's just, you need to learn, you know, and the food companies are getting hold of that as well, and they're labeling things with big labels, 0 grams
mm-hmm.
trans fat, you know, 0 grams trans fat. So people think, oh, it's fat free.
Right.
Oh, no, it may be trans fat free. So you have to really get in the habit of reading the labels. If you're over 40, take your reading glasses to the grocery store. Don't ever, you know, leave home with that.
Right.
You're going to need them because they make it really small print.
And you and I are familiar with some of that. You know, my background is biology.
Right.
So I'm familiar with a lot of chemistry stuff.
Right.
And so I said, oh, you don't want that. That's made with such and such. Forgetting that this gal doesn't know what that is.
Right.
So it's like, oh, okay. And they put those big, long, real chemical names on there because they know people don't know what it is.
Right.
So it's labeled, but what does that mean? So, again, it's an education thing.
Right.
So.
And so much of the way to avoid so much of that is going back to foods the way that they're grown.
That's it.
And finding things
close
to
raw.
Right. Close to raw and just the way that they were grown.
That's
because
it.
You know what? When you pick up a head of broccoli, there's not an ingredient list on a head of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. And finding ways that you can prepare foods like that that your family enjoys.
That's
because
right.
Because it's also about enjoyment. You know, God didn't put us here and then say, eat of all of this. But you can enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's about also enjoying those things as you're eating them.
That's right.
And it's breaking a cycle of addiction
mm-hmm.
and doing step by step and getting your taste buds to change.
So, but what's nice about it is the side effect is all of a sudden you wake up and you're going, I do feel better.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are getting over things. And I think one of the biggest things with the allergy issues, when all of a sudden a child goes, I can smell that,
yeah.
You know, and they're not sneezing all day long, or they're not getting real tired and lethargic because it's finally got to them. That was a wonderful thing to me, that a child can stay awake for 4 hours in a row because the last
right.
meal didn't have something
right.
they were allergic to,
yeah.
You know, and it wasn't bothering them, so,
right.
Yeah.
And what I found, I mean, my favorite food, I used to be the junk food junkie. I mean, I was the cheese fries and chocolate shake boy. That's all I wanted. And now when I'm traveling or if I've gotten out of the habit of something has happened and I've all of a sudden got very hectic, so I'm eating
mm-hmm.
leftovers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or I'm out on the road, I will get to the point where I'm craving a salad so bad, or greens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how your body needs
that
nutrient-dense food.
Yep.
And that's what it's about. It's about eating high nutrients for your body. You know, you can go out and eat a steak and eat cheese fries and all that, and an hour later you're hungry. Well, it's not because your stomach is hungry. It's because your body is craving nutrition.
Get out of it what it needed.
Right. It needs nutrition.
Right.
And that's the point, is you've got to get high nutrition in your body, and then your body can recover.
Mm-hmm.
My husband
mm-hmm.
struggled with sciatica for a couple of years, and we did talk to a physician
painful.
And with Christian Care Ministries,
mm-hmm.
and he's, you know, start talking to him about all of the food he was eating. And this was before we changed our diet. And
oh,
we're
okay.
like, why are you talking to him about the food that he's eating when it's his back problem?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made the change, you know, and we're now eating all of these high nutrient, a lot of raw foods, a lot of greens, cooked greens sometimes because you can get so much of
right.
the nutrients in
mm-hmm.
If you cook them carefully. His sciatic is completely gone.
So it was helped completely by nutrition?
Yeah. And he believes his, he's 50, he loves to go out and play basketball with nieces and nephews
mm-hmm.
and our kids,
mm-hmm.
and his knees were killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I guess I'm just aging, I can't do this anymore. we got out that last little bit of animal products, the inflammation in his knees is completely gone. He has no problems whatsoever with his knees now. So we're just, we believe that it's all from...
Works for me, huh?
Yep.
That's it.
And it's been such a wonderful... We're not deprived. People go...
No.
People who don't know where you're at, when they're sitting on the other side of the fence, they're going...
You don't get any of this, and you can't go do this. Yeah.
And you just don't want it. Your taste buds change, and you truly don't want it anymore. And I remember reading a book before where I thought, if I have to live this way, you know, with getting rid of all these animal products and stuff, I don't want to eat. Well, now we're there, and I'm thinking, oh, it's a wonderful.
It is. Are you familiar with a ministry and a business called the Urban Homemaker?
No.
She's out of Colorado? Okay, I wasn't sure. I mean, she's one of the people that her and her husband made a lot of decisions about getting back to eating well, right. Cooking foods in the home, using whole foods, getting him into the home business and them together doing this as a homeschooling family
right.
and whatnot. You're not familiar with her?
Yeah,
that's right. I'm
out.
Telling you, she's wonderful. And it has expanded her business over the time. But that's where I got started picking up the grain machines and the bread makers because we thought, okay, the trash that we're buying in the stores, we need to start somewhere because we like sandwiches, we like these
right.
kind of things, but I can't eat that bread anymore.
Right.
How to make that, there's just, we call it the science, but it was really wonderful because when people smell this bread cooking, they're ready to eat it. And we converted everybody over from the white squishy bread
right.
over to homemade, you know, high fiber, high protein yep. wheat breads.
And that's what people come into my house and, mm-hmm. and they haven't been eating healthy or whatever, that they'll all come and get my bread.
That's it.
You know, they want, and I make a cornbread that people are like, we gotta have your cornbread
that's
recipe.
It.
And then when I was out somewhere and they served cornbread, I'm like, it looks odd. Well, it wasn't made from whole wheat.
Right.
You know, my cornbread's made from whole wheat
That's
flour.
Right.
And it just tastes so much better. And again, you put it in your mouth and it just, you can taste
mm-hmm.
the difference.
And like one of the guys said, he made it all the way through. He's normally hungry by 10 mm-hmm. o'clock after a regular breakfast of all this
right.
junk food stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he made it all the way till noon. And it dawned on him, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But by the time he was ready to eat, he was craving something that was better for him.
Yeah.
And that says a lot because he's a junk food junkie.
Right.
And he could sit down and eat a half a gallon of ice cream at a sitting.
Oh, man.
You know, junk
yeah.
food junkie. Yeah. But just those kind of reports really help. And then when you run into a problem, you know, all of a sudden you've got sky high cholesterol.
Right.
They might not get a job.
Right.
You know, there may be some cutoff or they have to do something about it. And who do they come to?
Because right.
they don't want to take pills.
Right.
And look at all the, you know, the problems that are happening with all that stuff. A pill is not going to solve it.
Yeah.
It's going to cause another problem. You're going to have a kidney problem or a liver problem.
Yeah, or muscle problems.
That's it.
And people, too, need to realize, too, with cholesterol, there are people walking around eating a horrible diet. You know, their cholesterol is low, and they think they're safe.
That's right.
And they're not. And that's mm-hmm. what you have to look at a lot of other things. You have to look at your C-reactive protein, your homocysteine level. You have to look at the inflammation in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, too. And animal products create inflammation in the body. And that's why eliminating the animal products not only will help lower your cholesterol, it lowers all of your risk factors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you lowering your risk factor for heart disease, diabetes, but cancers. Everything that you can think of, the more you can eat foods the way that they're grown,
right,
the much healthier that you are across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So many lower risk factors.
Now, with people that are already doing this, you know, we're pretty familiar with that, even if we don't do it all religiously.
Right.
Where do you come down in the debates of using, going all the way, organic, you know, going ahead and finding providers? Because that's hard now, because it's hard for those people to stay in business, you know, because mm-hmm. it's more intensive to get that done. You know, they are used to using pesticides and fertilizers and all that, and there just isn't as much organic. And it's really expensive.
Right.
How do you think about all that?
Well, again, it goes back to margin. Margin in my life. All things.
I'm going to start using your word margin here.
Well, there's a great book, Margin, and I don't remember the author at the point, but I've been reading his book. It's an excellent book. He is a physician who found that people were getting ill because they didn't have margin. They didn't have any extra leeway in their life. They were completely spent in every area of their life and completely tapped out.
Right.
So what I look at is if the world was perfect and I had all the money in the world,
that's right.
I would track down organic produce and organic foods, and that's what I would eat.
Right.
The world's not perfect and I don't have all the money in the world. Go to my website, buy all my products, and then maybe I will. Totally a joke. Don Colbert, who wrote Toxic Relief, Dr. Don Colbert,
right.
in one of his books, he wrote about organic is always better. If you can't afford to do all organic meats and dairy, if you were going to do meat and dairy, because pesticides reside in the fat.
Right.
But if you can eat non-organic vegetables, the roughage and fiber in the vegetables will help flush out the pesticides.
Right.
So that's what I look
at. Keep
that
colon flushed.
And some people think, well, you know what? I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go eat organic. Well, they go get organic junk food. I mean, that's great. You can go into a health food store and get some of the worst food that you can find. Mm-hmm. But it's labeled organic, and that's not the point. I'd rather see someone not eat organic, but eat less processed.
And, of course, that's how Big Pharma and the big food conglomerates got past that. Mm-hmm. They got the FDA to pass that organic just means that it's made with the carbon molecule.
Well, that's what, I mean,
and I just kind of go, oh, okay.
At the produce market, people would come in and say, do you have organic? We couldn't find organic. What we could, we would carry. And it was like, well technically speaking, organic is everything in here because it's made from the carbon molecule.
That's
people
right.
didn't understand that. They'd kind of look at us like we were a little loopy. So you have to be real careful. And then I see organic produce come in from other countries.
Oh,
and I look at that and I go, you know, no one's regulating that.
That's right.
So they've hooked onto that the consumer wants that. But again, I believe that the consumer wants a lot.
Because people are willing to pay more. That's why.
People are willing to pay more. And because there some consumers are on the organic bandwagon because they don't really understand health.
Right.
So they think, well, if I buy organic, again, it's healthy for me.
Right.
And that's not the point. Even if it is truly organic, that's not the point. The point is you've got to get back to the non-processed.
Organic chocolate bars. Oh, good.
But it's still chocolate bars. It's still
I know that.
You know?
I know that.
And that's the point. I'm not hard over on the buy organic. I'm
right.
Like, buy plant foods.
And that's where I'm coming from, too.
Okay.
That's right, yes. Very much so. Yeah. It is in a perfect world.
Right. You know,
and there's a lot of wonderful growers around our areas that are really careful with that. And, of course, we clean our stuff really well.
Right.
That's just the way it is. It's raw. We can get it there. I don't have that much to choose from, and
right.
I just don't worry about it. That's part of my margin. I'm already doing all these other things.
Right, right.
So.
And that's the point is, you know, you just have to be really, you have to be selective about what you can do and what you can't do, and realistic.
Right.
If it's putting you in bondage, then that's not what God has called you to.
Absolutely.
And
glad you said that.
Yes, because we can come into bondage, and then we're so stressed that, guess what? We've lost all of our money.
That's right, and we're not a testimony.
Right.
That's it.
That's right, and we need to be a testimony and a living mm-hmm. testimony, and that's why we also cannot condemn people for where they're at.
Exactly.
No matter where they are.
You can always start right now,
right.
just like Jesus said.
Yeah.
You need to come from where you're at now. Go ahead from this day, now
right.
that you know better.
Right, and that's what, in my heart too, I mean, my mother was significantly overweight. And so many times I see people who are so out of shape or unhealthy, maybe it's an overweight issue, and they're so frozen and not being able to do anything.
Right.
And feel as though people who do eat healthy are looking
down on them.
Mm-hmm. And that's not it. It's about embracing them wherever they are. It's
in little steps, baby
little
steps that you know that they can accomplish, and they get something out of it.
You know, if they go to a Wendy's and they're normally ordering mm-hmm. I don't even know what they carry at Wendy's.
I don't either. I don't go.
It's a sandwich and french fries. Okay. Then I'm not going to tell them, you know what? Just order the salad.
That's
it. Pick one thing
That's
to
it.
Get rid of first.
The you know? Broiled chicken on the lettuce and greens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get that.
If they like, if they're
right.
in the meats.
Right. And take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the
right.
point. It's not about getting there tomorrow. It's about getting there eventually
mm-hmm.
and every
mm-hmm.
single day. The mercies are new every morning.
That's
you know,
right.
It's every day is a new day.
That's right.
And I'm also a big exercise enthusiast, again, for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't exercise, if you can't carve out a half an hour day to exercise, go down to Walmart, buy a $5 pedometer, strap it on your waist. See, if you do 1,000 steps a day, if that's what you're doing today, do 1,001 tomorrow.
That's right.
Do 1,002 the day after that. One step at a time.
That's right.
Eventually, get to 10,000 steps a day.
Success.
Right.
Success.
Right.
I can
about.
Do this.
Right. That you can do. You might not be able to find 45 minutes a day. You can find a way to get 3 more steps
mm-hmm.
in your routine.
And I can raise my hand to that, you know, because
right.
I had a traumatic injury.
Right.
So basically, I could not do anything for almost
right.
3 years.
Yep. You know,
I'm a pretty healthy person. I've always done physical things.
Right.
That was hard. And then now trying to get back into doing something, even though I know it's good for me, it's like,
right.
I'm too busy.
Right.
I have this. I have that. Or it's a bother.
Right. Right.
But I have to say, no, that's not right. I need that. And my girl needs for me to be in good health. I don't want to have her take care of me.
Right.
You know, and that's just it. You know, it's for her.
Right. And that's the other thing, too, is I think people who don't exercise but who want to, they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. They feel intimidated.
Right.
By those who do work out.
Right.
It's the small successes. Do something. Mm-hmm. Get moving. Mm-hmm. We can eat all that we want to eat correctly, mm-hmm. but if we're not also moving our bodies, that's the other downfall. We've got to get out and move.
Right.
You've got to get the exercise.
And you don't have to do it by yourself.
Right.
Partner with somebody.
Right.
Don't feel at all bad about saying, I'm terrible. I cannot make myself spend a half an hour on that treadmill. Do whatever. Right. Help me.
Right. And try ways, you know, mm-hmm. to go down and enjoy God's creation. I'm a big one for walking. And I love to walk because everything else hurts.
That's it.
You know, running was just never my forte. But I can walk. Well, I do about a 12-minute mile when I walk.
Oh, okay. And that's good.
It's good. It's a good pace for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Mm-hmm. But it's comfortable.
That's it.
But it's not where I started. And the point is, where you are.
That's right.
Is where you need
that's
to
right.
see a little success every single day.
Because we got started with machines because we were in areas just, it wasn't safe.
Right.
Single parents, you know, all women, that kind of thing. It's like, there are certain things that I just won't do. So again, are you going out to do this or join like a swim club or something right. like that? And I know that there's problems with all different kinds of things, but swimming or being, like we call it, the arthritis class.
Right.
That was wonderful. My daughter ended up going into that and they said, they've got a lot of really good exercises. And she goes, these ladies have a wonderful time out there.
And get yourself great motivational tapes. Get something that you really want to learn about.
That's a good idea.
Get it on tape. Get it
That's
on CD. Get it on your MP3, on your mm-hmm. pod, or whatever.
My sister-in-law
it is
had her favorite book on the front of her right. of her thing, and then right. she would love it because she would put her best book up there.
Right.
Then she would only get to read that book when she was on the treadmill.
Right. If you need to do a menu, mm-hmm. or you need to do a letter to someone, get yourself a little tape recorder and do it while you're walking. It might be a little huffy puffy, and you can.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So that you're combining things. But start with a $5 pedometer at Walmart
mm-hmm.
and get on a pair of shoes and do something. Park your car at the other end of the parking lot. Well, that may be too hard, so park at three. You know, don't
right.
go up and down looking for the closest one.
Right.
You know, find ways that you can add a little bit more activity every day.
Right.
And then don't forget, too, mental activity, too.
That's right.
Pick up a crossword puzzle. Yep. Learn a new activity. Pick mm-hmm. up a hobby, something mm-hmm. that you don't normally do.
Come to my website or your website and look up some things, and it'll be motivational.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's good. Oh, I really appreciate the time that you've got. Now, tell me again, what is the name of your site?
Veg4, with the number 4, mm-hmm. health.com.
Okay. And people can expect to find recipes,
articles, okay. Newsletters.
Oh, okay.
Product testimonies on different things that
okay.
we endorse. I also have a blog, so there'll be a link to the blog on uh-huh. there. So, and that's just about sharing what my passion is. For anyone who really wants good comfort food, what everyone always asks me for, I make a great mocha coffee drink, which is frozen mocha coffee drink, which
Ooh.
Is healthy.
Okay.
It's healthy.
And, there you go. I think you're just going to get a whole bunch of hits to that.
I
love the way coffee tastes.
Yes.
You know, and even when I was pregnant, I dropped all of that stuff because mm-hmm. we weren't sure what it was going to be.
Right.
So I know I can go without it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an addiction problem. I just like the way it tastes.
Right.
So again, the comfort food.
It's a comfort food.
I'm going to do good here, and then I'm going to have my. So I'm going to be on your site looking for that.
You have to look for that.
I'm going to.
You know, it's the guilt-free good. Good comfort food.
That's
I mean,
it.
We all kind of, there are things we grew up with that we all want to mm-hmm. to still have that taste. And that's yeah. what it's all about, too.
Well, great. I am looking forward to checking out your site and getting
thank
up there.
You.
So I'll be in contact with you. And thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of A Healthy New Year. Visit us at ahealthynewyear.com for more information about how you can become part of our Natural Health Co-op.